The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Donald Trump is the first presidential candidate in the modern era to not release his tax returns. So we don't know how much he's worth or how much he pays in taxes. But what we do know, according to Federal Election Commission filings, is that Trump family businesses have been paid more than $8 million from the Trump campaign this election cycle. That doesn't sit well with many Democrats, like Northern Virginia's Jerry Connolly.
I think it's unseemly whenever a candidate actually uses the finances of a campaign to essentially subsidize or underwrite various members of his family, period.
Connolly says that Trump's making money off a White House bid is telling.
It's very typical of Donald Trump. Every opportunity is to be exploited for your personal advantage, no matter how it looks. Now, if he's as rich as he says he is, $8.2 million is chump change, but that didn't stop him from self-aggrandizing nonetheless.
But Trump's surrogates disagree. Pennsylvania Republican Tom Marino was an early supporter of Trump and says Trump has done nothing wrong.
I'm going to get political now, okay? You want to talk about people making money on the backs of, or in their positions on the backs of, let's talk about the Clintons.
Reports have also come out that the Secret Service has had to pay a Trump airline close to $2 million just to fly on the same plane as Trump. But another Trump surrogate, Congressman Lou Barletta, says that's nothing compared to the access to the State Department donors to the Clinton Foundation were given.
You know, always the attack is let's try to find something that he did to take the focus off what she's done.
Then there are the tax returns. Even some Republicans, like Virginia Republican Scott Ridgel, argue Trump needs to release them.
His continued insistence that he's not going to release his tax return because he's in an audit situation, that's really smoke and mirrors with the American people. I think it is a deliberate deception. It's just a little cheap talking point, and he's convinced that he can just get away with that because most people think, oh, well, if you're under audit, maybe there's some prohibition. There's none.
Ridgel is a successful businessman and a millionaire. He's been opposed to Trump from the beginning, and he argues Trump is setting a dangerous precedent for presidential candidates. Ridgel also thinks Trump has something to hide.
There is such a precedent in this country for presidential candidates releasing their financial information that I personally am convinced that, there is a degree of speculation in this, but it's an informed speculation. That there are matters of substance in those tax returns that, if known, would persuade many to not vote for him.
There's chatter on Capitol Hill about changing campaign requirement laws after the election. Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says he hopes a bipartisan group can take it up after the dust has settled on the election when nobody is running. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.